Today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Happy listening.
Tapi ku sendiri. Voice of Indonesia.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And it's done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Of the day. Courage is the foundation of every struggle that will bring us victory. A quote by Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari. Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari is an ulama, national hero, and founder of the biggest Islamic organization in Indonesia, Nahdlatul Ulama. Kiai Haji Hashim Asyari is known for his strong nationalism and consistency in faith. He is known as a smart and influential nation's reader, so his ideas can be a reference for generations.
Datang dengan sejuta pesonamu, kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, Sangat cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da-da. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you, and the beauty is you, and the beauty is you.
Happy Theory, Beauty is You. Let's beautify the world by helping each other, just like was Indonesia's medical emergency rescue committee, or MERCY, is doing. They have sent 4 members of its emergency medical team to assist the emergency services of Al Audas Hospital in Jabalia, northern Gaza. The volunteers comprise an internist, an emergency medicine specialist, a neurosurgeon, and a nurse. Hadiki Habib, a professional doctor who currently chairs the Presidium of Indonesia's MERCY, made the statement. During their humanitarian mission, the EMT members would be involved in the Al Auda Hospital's emergency services and outpatient neurosurgery twice a week. According to Dr. Ninyoman Indira, one of the MERCY's volunteers in northern Gaza, the Al Auda Hospital has been facing a shortage of medical facilities and personnel in the midst of a large number of patients. This condition has encouraged MERCY to send its 7th EMT to the hospital, as it could receive over 400 patients daily, while the number of healthcare workers there is limited. Therefore, the Al Auda Hospital's medical personnel relatively have high workloads. At the same time, they will still find the fact that many of their families should take refuge. This reality could also make them at risk of fatigue at work, adding that regarding the MERCY's medical aid, the EMT members had coordinated with the hospital's director since February 2, 2025. For your information, MERCY is a non-profit organization in Indonesia that provides medical assistance to victims of natural disasters and wars.
Di ujung jalan itu setahun kemarin, ku teringat kuman munggumu, bidadari belahan jiwaku. Entah berapa lama, satu yang menanti. Ku termenungkan can pertama hilang tak bersepi di anganku. Melangkah pergi berteman sepi, berbayang teduh matamu. Sayang, walau bulan tak bercahaya, cintaku terlalu dalam jiwa, di lubuk hati terdalam. Sayang, jika memang kau sungguh sayang, diriku takkan berpaling lagi.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hey
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Listeners, Turkey President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is scheduled to be in Indonesia on February 11 to the 12, 2025. Along with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, Erdogan will take part in the first high-level Strategic Cooperation Council meeting between the two countries. The High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council is the highest regular bilateral forum between the two countries, led directly by the heads of states. Indonesian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Rolian Shah Sumirat made the statement. He noted that all issues related to the common interests of the two countries will be discussed at the meeting. He further said that the meeting is expected to serve as a platform for regular interaction between Indonesia and Turkey at the highest level. The High-Level Strategic Cooperation Council between Indonesia and Turkey was first announced at a G20 summit in Bali in 2022. So far, Turkey has entered into high-level forum cooperation with 21 countries, including Indonesia. Stay tuned for more latest information from Indonesia and, of course, interesting programs that will take you closer to Indonesia from its art, culture, tourism, and many others. But now it's time for me to take you back in 2002 with this Indonesian female singer, Audi, Menangis Semalam or Crying Overnight.
Berpaling darimu, kau ucapkan jangan pergi saat ku datang kembali, tapi luka ini telah membeku tak mencair. Tahukah kamu?
Ku terpikat pada tubuhmu, aku tersihir cium, terkagum pada pandangmu, caramu melihat dunia. Ku harap kau tahu bahwa ku terinspirasi hatimu. Ku tak harus memilikimu, tapi bolehkah ku selalu di dekatmu?
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak, as one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta. Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the satay klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money? That word came from Kadek Sriani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stone breaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only. As in the case of stone breaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stones, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share, so later if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friends. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course, but there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick, so you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands, even when she is wounded. Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted. Then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone after the domestic work is completed. She goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours, although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broken down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Depending on the fate, if things are smooth then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school. But with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stonebreaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
Malu gini.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Ika Tutsukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. That was the story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear my listener, how is the weather would be in Indonesia this February? What are the factors? Miming Saipudin from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency told us in a recent dialogue.
Yeah, actually currently in February, we are in the active period of tropical cyclone formation in the southern equatorial region, which decision of the TC is from November to April. And in this February, the potential for tropical cyclone development remain high, of course, particularly in the southern areas of Indonesia. Other atmospheric factors such as MGO, we call for Madden-Julian oscillation phenomena,
okay,
and then monsoon activity can significantly increase the rainfall, especially during January and February as the peak of the rainy season in Indonesia.
I just wanna say I love you.
say that if you do love Voice of Indonesia, make sure you not only enjoy our programs, but also send us feedback. So how to send feedback to Voice of Indonesia? You can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send us a direct message to Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Yes, it's at voi_official. Or chat us on WhatsApp +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. So now I'd like to read a message on WhatsApp from our listeners in Egypt. Let's take a look. Here, dear brothers and sisters of the Voice of Indonesia team, I renew my connection with you and my engagement with your radio. I extend my sincere appreciation and gratitude to Voice of Indonesia team. As we are in the month of February, which includes World Radio Day, I'd like to suggest that you dedicate an activity on this World Radio Day, which falls on February 13th, to celebrate Voice of Indonesia, making this day a special celebration of bringing together listeners and followers from all over the world. This occasion can also be used to involve listeners, followers, and friends of Voice of Indonesia from various countries, launching interactive activities on World Radio Day, such as hosting participations from listeners and followers online or through audio recordings and messages in which they share their ideas and impressions on this year's theme related to radio and climate change. A message from Muhammad El Sayed Abdul El Rahim in El Sharqiya, Egypt. Thank you so much, Mr. El Sayed, for your suggestion, for reaching us on WhatsApp and Facebook direct message. We really appreciate it, and your suggestion has been forwarded to the related division here in Voice of Indonesia, and hopefully we can realize your suggestion on the World Radio Day. Well, listener, Newsline is coming up next, but right after this music corner for the Keroncong edition. Check this one out.
Listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan, sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jayakusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Akhirnya setelah beribu debat panjang, namun kau tak baik saja.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian President said that Indonesian press must prioritize national interests. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon hopes palace culture can be sustained. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto asked the Indonesian press to prioritize the interests of the nation and the Indonesian people. In addition, the press, according to the president, must be vigilant against efforts to control thoughts and influence public opinion. In the celebration of National Press Day 2025 on Sunday, the president said, although the majority upholds press freedom, they must still be aware of hoaxes. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon hopes the culture of Keraton or Palace can be preserved and fully supports all events that have become a cultural tradition heritage in the Palace. This is because these activities are considered part of the richness of Indonesian culture in particular. In addition to supporting all cultural events in the Palace, Minister Fadli Zon explained last weekend that in the future, all palaces can be revitalized, namely by inviting all levels of society to work together to create a good cultural ecosystem. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Matamu runtuhkan angkuhnya dinding hati.